This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, do we have any farmer music that we could play? Any farmer music? Old MacDonald had a farm, something like that? Nothing? Nothing?
Well, you know.
You can sing me something.
You have a very short-term memory, don't you?
I do. In fact, I do. Yeah.
We have a gardening theme.
We do have a gardening thing?
We do.
I'm going to have to look for it. Because, you know, you've got, the thing is, let's just say it this way. Super Don, you have been challenged by a number of our listeners and,
yes,
and me occasionally, and occasionally, yes, Super Don, to, I would say, Captain Morgan as well.
Yes.
And you've thrown so many at me that I cannot be expected to remember we have a theme for just about everything.
We debuted it 2 days ago.
Oh, come on. Really? Because I was out in the garden, wasn't I, that day?
Too much CBD.
No, not enough. Are you kidding me? You have a whole, I'm looking at this, there's a theme song here, a theme song there, here a song, there a song, everywhere a theme song.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is great. I'm loving this. Well, let me see what this garden one sounds like, because I want to go gardening.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow.
That's it.
Someone warm them from below, till the rain comes tumbling down.
Going to my happy place with John Denver there, right? Into the garden. Thank you. I do remember. But, yeah, I only played it once. I guess that's why I didn't commit it to memory. But
right.
I would do it. You know, today I was in the garden. Remember 2 or 3 weeks ago we broadcast live from a permaculture event, from a Sunday afternoon show?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was so cool because we also got to see that on, was it Periscope or Facebook Live? It was Facebook Live, I believe.
Yeah, we Facebook Lived it. And
that's right.
Three of the guys we featured on the show. You know, one of them, Benjamin, it was, you know, their homestead. And they came by today, and we started making plans to do a little permaculture in my backyard.
Nice.
And I am excited as can be because, you know, I've envisioned it. You know, when Liam was here a couple of years ago, we started with the thought forms of how to do it because Liam was, you know, getting very much into permaculture, very excited about all of this as well. And so we got some raised beds going, a few things happening, but I'm not that skilled yet. I've got a lot to learn, and they're walking through the yard and pointing out all of these edible plants I have that I didn't plant, just growing in the yard. And so I was eating some stuff. It was really cool, so I'm excited. This is like, for me, back to school. I'm like, I just love it. So we're going to have some opportunities in the near future to do some video events where we'll be able to show the process of converting a yard, right, that has grass in it, to a permaculture thing. And this, because I'm not out in the boonies necessarily, so in a semi-neighborhood area, like you're in a little city or a town or things like that, so it can be done. Because when we were on the homestead, it was more like an area where it was very rural, lots of farmland, and converting out there. So this is going to be fun to convert something a little closer to.
So are you going to, like, document this so that we can see, like, from beginning to end and see the process that you go through?
That's what I want to do. Exactly.
Dude, that is so cool. But I got to ask you, are you and the missus going to do the American Gothic thing with the pitchfork?
Yeah, no, it's not going to work that way. Not
no?
No, not going to happen, no. I've got my way, and, you know, they got their ways. I'm just not going to be an American Gothic.
Dude, that's
guy.
Very cool, though. Yeah. And so are you going to be doing raised beds, or are you going to be doing it right out of the ground? Or
it's going to be a mix, because I've already got three raised beds. You've seen me do the videos on that.
Right.
I've got some ingrown patches as well, and got a few, you know, fruit trees and things. But, again, this is taking into account the lay of the land. How do you work it with water? I mean, there's a whole lot of things to transform. It's not instantaneous, but... To me, it's so exciting because, again, if I can do it, anyone can do it, right?
Very cool.
I've learned a lot about health and healing and a little bit about gardening and getting more and more and more. And speaking of gardening, CNN's got a story, and they're talking about the latest EWG report, Environmental Working Group report, on pesticide-contaminated foods that people are eating. And number one on the list is something that Tom Brady has never eaten, according to what Tom Brady says. Strawberries. Tom Brady claims he has never eaten a strawberry. I wonder if it's because they're on the Dirty Dozen number one on the
list.
How
could you go your whole life and never eat one strawberry? I don't know how that could be possible.
Yeah, but how can Tom Brady at 40 do what he did in the Super Bowl, much less the rest of it?
I mean,
he's probably going to find out he's an alien from another planet. From another planet, that guy.
Wow. If he's never eaten a strawberry ever, then you would have to think that his parents must have been pretty dialed into diet and nutrition and stuff as well. Because
and that's a good question. It's likely some kind of unusual backstory there that we don't know. The story, so
right.
That'll be something to find out. So anyway, number one on the list, pesticide residues, are strawberries. So if you do get strawberries, make sure they're organic. But I've heard that even the organic ones are fumigated at some point from California. So you want to get them local. You want to grow them yourself if you can. But, of course, it's not easy because if the soil is not right, the pests will eat them. That's why they have to use so many pesticides as well as a lot of surface area because they're pretty small. Now, the World Health Organizations and other organizations recognize that pesticides do pose a risk of toxicity to humans, but the EPA insists that it doesn't rise to the level of danger. You don't have to worry. You don't have to eat organically grown foods. But they never do the bioaccumulation studies over a lifetime, because we're not saying that one chemically grown strawberry is going to kill you or give you cancer, but it's the preponderance of that consumption over time. Depending on your body's ability to bind and excrete, which is very difficult with these synthetic toxic poisons that are designed to kill things, right, to over time get them out. So the body bioaccumulates, and then the weakest organ system in your body becomes vulnerable. Chronic inflammation, other bioaccumulation, heavy metals on top of heavy, you know, everything. It's one thing, it's everything. And then eventually cancer. But they never talk in those terms because they say, well, at the levels we're talking about, it's safe one time. But again, they don't bring the picture out to where it needs to go. Step back, see the forest through the trees, and understand that you continue to eat those things your whole life. Don't be surprised when you get a nasty chronic disease diagnosis. It's not because you have bad genes, because you got bad strawberries, for instance. Now, other things on the list, and by the way, I'm going to look at this list of the top 12, see how many of these things I grow in my own garden. All right. I haven't grown strawberries yet. I know that Ty Bollinger and family, they did. They grew some delicious strawberries when I was up there a couple of years ago. And spinach. We have Okinawan spinach. And that's number two on the list, the spinach. And no pesticides necessary. We got good, healthy soil. Remember when I initially started my garden, I was battling snails. That was my main problem. You know, I became the snail hunter.
It was funny because every day when we would talk, you would clue me in on the latest snail relocation effort.
Oh, and I was pulling up handfuls of snails, particularly where I was growing my carrots the first year in my garden. And, you know, I would relocate them, and I didn't kill them. And now, once in a while, I'll find a little snail. That's it. So I really did a number on them very naturally, safely. I didn't have to poison them or my garden. I don't grow nectarines, I don't grow apples, I don't grow peaches, although I could. I haven't got pears or cherries. Grapes, no. Celery, not yet. Tomatoes, loads of tomatoes, they're doing great, no pesticides. Sweet bell peppers, doing great, no pesticides. You got to have good soil, got to have a lot of things that nourishes it. Sweet potatoes, no pesticides. Hot peppers. I didn't think that hot peppers would be on that list. That's the plus one. because you'd think the bugs would not want to eat hot peppers. My hot peppers are doing great. I've got jalapenos, I got cayennes, and I don't have a problem with that.
A little too spicy for the bugs, you think?
I was thinking.
So, maybe it doesn't affect them the same way.
Yeah, and of course they've got the Clean 15 as well. But, you know, there's another story here about glyphosate and autism link. And a study recognizing that the kids that are exposed to a lot of glyphosate, which is Roundup, it exacerbates or aggravates those so-called autism-like symptoms or behaviors. But when they remove the glyphosate, when they go cleaner, that these kids with autism have some level of improvement. And we've talked about glyphosate as well being found even in the vaccines. And, of course, glyphosate may be displacing an amino acid called glycine. So there are any number of problems with Roundup and Roundup Ready crops. So if you haven't already switched over to whole grains that are organic and not soaked in Roundup and glyphosate, I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, when you tell me that organic is too expensive, I say eating conventionally grown food is too expensive if you want to live a happy, healthy, long life and not have to shell it all out in medical bills, whether Obamacare exists or Trump Care or whatever happens afterwards. But it is possible to grow clean organic food. There are farmers that have been doing it for generations, and more of you are picking it up. They're actually finding that there has been a reduction in the use or residue of pesticides by, I think, 6.6 percentage points from last year. So there's some good things happening out there. And Super Don, are you encouraged? I know you've been motivated a little and a little excited about maybe planting something that you could possibly do, maybe something, one thing. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, eventually it's going to happen. Took a stab at that once in the past, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think when the opportunity presents itself, definitely. But, and, you know, here's the reason. When you look at this list that comes out from EWG, they do this every year. It's an annual list. And they show all these things that I like. I like a lot of those things that's on that Dirty Dozen. And then you read this story about the glyphosate and the autism. It's obvious what the answer is here. You know, if you're buying organic, for the most part, as long as you do your due diligence on where you're getting this produce from, or if you grow it yourself, then you don't have to worry about it. There is no Dirty Dozen because you're the one growing the food, right?
Yeah, well, and the Clean 15 gives those on a budget the option to say, you know what, I can't afford, I don't like those words, I can't afford it because I've sacrificed everything to make sure that the food is my number one expenditure, right? If I'm not growing it, I'm getting the cleaner stuff because I believe it's that worth it. If you don't, of course, you're not going to spend on it. But there is a Clean 15 that even if it's not quote-unquote certified organic, it is far less contaminated, and that's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So check it out. We'll be back with an update from the CDC wanting your freedom after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If the CDC comes knocking at your door, you might not want to open it. Or if you do, not that I'm recommending you do this, you might want to have a bucket of bleach just to clean yourself up from dealing with the CDC. They are just, you know, one of the largest threats to your freedom to move about the American cabin. Not kidding. We talked about this some time ago. I don't know how long ago it was, Super Don. This was a big issue. The CDC was kind of changing the rules on quarantining, kind of expanding the police powers of the CDC to basically say, I'm going to lock you up. Yeah.
Yep.
And so they published a final rule recently that expands their authority that they don't have to apprehend, isolate, and quarantine individuals suspected of having any of 9 diseases on the U.S. quarantine list. Those include cholera, plague, diphtheria, smallpox, yellow fever, infectious tuberculosis, viral hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola, severe acute respiratory syndrome, which is bogus and nonsense, and varieties of influenza that may cause pandemic. All right.
Now, I do you recall when we talked about this, the way that this is described in this article is really, it doesn't capture the true spirit and actually almost comedic way that they were putting this rule together, the language in the rule. Because if you remember, it had in there that if somebody on a plane happened to notice that you were going to the bathroom a lot,
yes,
now you're under suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I got, you know, I'm sorry, sir, you have diarrhea, we need to put you in quarantine. I mean, it literally was that simple, where it's just like you coughed and your nose was running, we think you might have Ebola, we need to put you in quarantine. I mean, it honestly was that way, if you remember that.
Oh, I do. It just expanded the ability to just pretty much without due process, much less real probable cause. What's your probable cause? Well, the guy in seat 10E said you were going to the bathroom one too many times on the flight. Right? And you're done for.
He just had Taco Bell for lunch. That's all that happened.
Right. And they can hold you and hold you and hold you. And you got no recourse, right? Because the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion say you're a risk. Now, even on this list, when we talk about Ebola, hemorrhagic fevers, everybody says, oh, they're so contagious. No, they're not. You're dealing with people that are so immunocompromised, immunodeficient due to the lack of selenium in their soils. It's ridiculous. But they don't want to look at deficiency diseases. They don't want to look at toxicological proficiency, if that can be said. It's kind of a weird way to say it. Causing manifestations of opportunistic infections that require what? Liver detox, coffee enemas, not necessarily isolation and quarantine. And then we go to severe acute respiratory syndrome, which is a toxicological exposure scenario. And they blame it on a coronavirus that they couldn't find in anybody in Canada where this big outbreak happened many years ago. So you're dealing with an agency that won't even acknowledge true cause of disease. Now, if somebody genuinely is confirmed to have something that's highly, really communicable. There is a concept and a context and an appropriateness to isolation, to put out the fire, if you will, to stop the spread. But the way the CDC is running their rules, it was like, well, we just want to say you watched the wrong TV show. You now are confined to quarters. I mean, it's absurd. So they granted themselves these powers, no congressional oversight or authority. The Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Urging you to send a message to the CDC with a copy to Congress, telling them that the final quarantine rule is unacceptable and must be amended to respect our most basic rights, and that such rule changes should only be made with congressional approval and not by bureaucrats. And so there's an action link. We want you to go there and submit your comments so that the CDC gets it and Congress gets it.
Well, and the ANH has done a great job here because, you know, we talk about a lot of these things that are going on, and it's kind of like, okay, those are problems, but what can you do about it, right? And the ANH is really great at this, where if you go to the link that we've got in the show notes, you click on it, it sets you completely up where you can find who your congressional leaders are, and you can send messages to them directly. So it's really a no-brainer the way they've set this up that can help you get involved in trying to find a solution.
Mm-hmm. And that's the point here. Don't wait around to be knock, knock, knock. Who is it? CDC. I mean, don't open the door. Or maybe, you know, open up the hose.
Landshark.
I'm telling you, yeah, Landshark. I thought about that, too. I mean, the CDC is not your friend. When they're willing to take away your freedom on suspicion of something that they can't even identify, and even if they identify it, who knows if they've identified it correctly? How often does the CDC screw up? Look at vaccine safety. Look at the whistleblower at the CDC and tell me you trust them to stop the spread of disease. If you do, you're delusional and you're probably on FDA-approved medication. Comments, questions of the day next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratier, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I know you're still laughing at me because I forgot about the new gardening theme song, Super Don. I mean, it was only 2 days ago. And I was scratching my head. It's like, how did I forget that? It's like some of you will say, well, you're getting old, Robert. I think it's not that. I think the last couple of days, we understand we have house guests. The in-laws are in town, right? And it's great, no problem. But man, it throws you off your routine, right? Because you just too much going on.
Are you seriously blaming your forgetting of the gardening theme on house guests?
Yeah, because if you do so much extra, like in those 2 days, it's like I look back over the last 48 hours. It's like I hardly know what we did. It was so much going on. All right, you're not going to let me go with that one, are you? Can't get by with that one? That's my perspective.
Speaking of people not letting people go on something, I'm just real quick here. I forgot to talk to you about this, but this morning I posted this on Facebook. I was on my Facebook feed, and you get these recommended posts every once in a while, right? From, you know, like these different companies and stuff like that. And from Amazon.com to this morning, I got a recommendation from them on
Hold on. They recommended that you should have some pineapple pizza.
Well, no, not exactly.
No? Okay.
Indirectly, as it turns out, that may be the case, because it recommended that I get something called a classic leather beer holster.
What?
And it's a holster that you wear that you can actually put your beer bottle in. And I thought that was kind of funny, because, like, what would I do with a beer holster, right?
Yes.
So I posted this, just thinking it was funny, and lo and behold, here come the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners to take advantage of that.
What did they do?
Diane Rappa says, oh, well, hands-free, so now you can carry your pineapple pizza.
Okay, I knew there was going to be something to love about that.
Yes.
Okay,
and then Shelly Meyer stops by just to let me know that, hey, you know, instead of using that as a beer holster, you could use that as a coffee enema holster.
Oh, come on. At least, you know, she knows you better than that. You just put your cup of coffee in there that you're drinking, right?
Oh,
no, that's too funny.
Opportunistic at my expense here, I tell
you.
I
saw a picture of one of those things. You're not big enough to hold the bucket for the coffee enema anyway.
No. I replied back to Shelley that, that would be really awkward and attractive trying to wear a coffee enema holster. But
right. See, because usually, like those beer hats where you wear the beer on your head and they have a straw that goes into your mouth. In this case, the beer holster would have a straw that goes somewhere else. It's too weird. Very strange.
How appropriate, right? A holster next to your keister. It's a keister holster.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with that, let's go to some of our other listeners. We got a comment of the day coming through.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, here's an idea.
Ow. Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, we got a comment of the day coming back from Sandra. Hadn't heard from Sandra in a while. She says, hi, Robert. I just listened to your Tuesday response to the question of the day with the woman who had uterine fibroids. I had them years ago and was told I would have to have surgery or get a shot of Lupron, which would throw me into immediate menopause. They did an ultrasound, which showed I had a 3.8 ml tumor. I decided I didn't want any part of either and embarked on a six-hour search, a research on the Internet. Paging Dr. Google. I hope you went to Good Gopher. Just saying, Sandra. GoodGopher.com is a better search engine, particularly when you're looking for holistic options where Google will censor it. All right? So, Sandra says, I found that in Asia and Europe, they use lycopene to shrink fibroid tumors. With nothing to lose, although she spelled it loose. I'm not ragging on you, Sandra. Nobody knows how to spell lose anymore.
Grammar,
L-O-S-E.
Please.
Yeah, I know. Captain Morgan's going to just give me hell for that. With nothing to lose, I bought a bottle and started taking 2,000 units a day. I stopped bleeding, my abdomen deflated, and I started getting my energy back. I researched Saturday, bought the lycopene on Sunday, and by Tuesday, the bleeding was down to a drizzle, and Thursday, it had stopped. I upped my dosage to 3,000 units per day. I returned to the doctor on Friday and had another ultrasound, and the tumor was 3.0, down from 3.8. I told the doctor I was going to keep on taking the lycopene and wouldn't accept the other treatment. She was angry and dismissed the white papers I gave her on my research. I never went back. See, this is what we need, more stories like this, Sandra. That's great news. The never going back, right? When I left the doctors, I never went back because I figured it out. Now, I haven't had a lot of experience with this, Sandra. You know, that's why I didn't mention lycopene. I want to get some others to talk about it. And I reached out to naturopath Roseanne Lindsay on the subject because she has some insights into it. And hopefully we'll get her on this week or next to talk more about uterine fibroids. I think this is a subject we need to spend more time on. But if you're succeeding with the lycopene, that's fantastic. Remember, there's still homeopathic support. There are other things that you can do. But, Sandra, I'm greatly appreciative of your willingness to share your journey of success in moving in this direction. Ladies, you do not have to have uterus or us body part removal service when you're given that diagnosis or prognosis from the OBGYN or specialist in that area. They get paid for doing it, I know. But it is often, well,
Let me just say this. It should be the last, you know, all the way down, last resort. Don't mess around with removing body parts. God did not make a mistake, ladies. You have ovaries. You have a uterus. They're there for a reason. And you even have breasts. And so do men. Men have breasts. And so do... What was the Robert De Niro line?
I have nipples, Greg. Oh, can you milk me?
Right, yes. Because he milked the kittens. That's right. So anyway, the point is, don't be so quick to give up on your body parts just because an expert, right, with a medical degree says so, because they ain't using the sense God gave them. And Sandra, you even gave an opportunity to your doctor to learn something, and she refused the white papers that you gave her on your research. Amazing that, but not so amazing that, because oftentimes they have medical horse blinders on, and very few survive it or regain their vision. But by the grace of God, it can happen if you're open. If your heart is open to healing, the gift of healing will be given unto you. And that gift of healing might be just opening your eyes so you can be aware that there are other ways to go besides toxic medications, chemotherapy, and body part removal service. All right, time to go back to the listening audience and get another question answered.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our question of the day comes from the UK. Hey, Derek. Hi, Robert and Don. It's Derek again from the UK. That's right. I told you a while ago about my wife having... Should I do it in a British accent? I don't think I'm going to try. No.
It might be fun.
I told you... No, it's bad because I'm out of practice and it sounds so stupid that the Brits will laugh me out of UK health radio. So about my wife having a pharyngeal pouch, which is like a hernia in the pharynx, so it's kind of in your throat area. So food goes into it and stays there, which causes infections to set in. She refused an operation as it was too risky, and so tries to live with the condition by using colloidal silver, and this has proved successful. She also has IBS, that's known as irritable bowel syndrome. So listen, this is what happens to Super Don if he has pineapple on his pizza, by the way. She also has IBS. So listening to you talk about the silver aloe protocol for a long time now, I suggested to her that she should try it. She's been doing it for 6 weeks now and has noticed a big improvement in her symptoms. So much so, she does not want to stop. So my question to you is it okay for her to carry on with it, maybe on a reduced basis? Bearing in mind that she needs to take the Sovereign Silver to stop the infections in her throat. She also continues to take probiotics in the evening. Wonderful show as always. Regards, Derek. Well, regards to you, Derek. I appreciate you reaching out on behalf of your wife. That's very lovely of you. Now, 6 weeks, pretty standard if you're dealing with IBS. As I've said, with the hardcore protocol where you're doing an ounce of silver and an ounce of aloe vera juice, three times a day together, swallowed directly on an empty stomach. I have yet to go beyond 8 weeks for anybody in that situation to completely resolve it. Now, granted, there are mitigating circumstances in certain people, which is why in Unlock the Power to Heal, I talk about other remedies to address it homeopathically. I've talked about the mineral silica for connective tissue restoration and integrity. And by the way, maybe, just maybe, that can help with the pharyngeal issue because that's a connective tissue disorder. So if you can order the Alta Health Product Silica and get it to UK and get her on a loading dose if she hasn't done that already, three tablets four times a day for a month, and then, you know, take it down to like two tablets three times a day after that, that could be another great assist here. But there, let me just say this. Go another 2 weeks for the full 8 weeks, and if she still feels like she needs it, why not do it once a day instead of three times a day? Or once every other day? You can safely do it for a longer period of time. It's just really not often necessary. And then you can concentrate on the silver in the throat, the pharyngeal region, for the purposes you've described. But if you need to go back to the silver aloe protocol based on symptoms, you can. It is safe to do so. And then, of course, you're taking the probiotics. You're giving it every night. And the reason is that it works better that way because during the day, the silver is also facilitating regeneration of healthy new tissue, the restoration of the villi, which is another reason, you know, when we talk about repair of the gut lining, there are amino acids that are often used as well. L-glutamine is one that's commonly used or prescribed there. So that's another thing that you can do. So there's a number of things that can be done here. It's not just one thing, but the Silver Aloe Protocol is the rapid, I'm not going to say shortcut because it facilitates your body's normal processes, but accelerates them. So if after 8 weeks she still has the IBS, we also have to look at what she's putting into her gullet, right? Now, granted, the history of antibiotics because she has this issue probably been super-duper devastating. Not just super-devastating, but super-duper devastating. Like when Super Don is so awesome, he's super-duper Don, but in a good way, not in a bad way like the antibiotics. Because when he goes into a bad way, he loses the super moniker and he just becomes Don. Or did we come up with another name for you when you weren't super? I can't remember.
Somebody called me Dandy Don.
Dandy Don. Yeah, you're demoted to Dandy instead of super or super-duper, right? But no, that's a very short-lived scenario. It's very short-lived. And we want the best for your wife, Derek. And it sounds like she's made a lot of good progress, and I appreciate you getting us up to speed on how she's doing, because her experience in healing is going to help many others as well, right? Same scenario with the female system, with the male and female system when it comes to the gastrointestinal tract. Please don't let the colorectal butchers cut on you. Unless it's a life and death situation, of course, that's an appropriate place for surgery. But 99 out of 100 times, if you do this, you're never going to have to go there. All right? Hopefully that's helpful, Derek. Thanks. Hip, hip, cheerio. Yeah, I know. That's silly. That's what Americans say. You say. I'm a silly American. What can I say? How about liar, liar, pants on fire? No, not you, Derek. It's the next story coming up.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, remember, robertscottbell.com for the show notes and the links up to all kinds of things, including our good, wonderful sponsor, CV Sciences, the plus CBD oil that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, available in all 50 states. And you can get a 15% discount, too, RSB15. Get you 15 off, and you go to pluscbdoil.com. Also upcoming, this month, the 19th of March, down in South Florida, I'm going to see my friend Richard Pearl, Simply Natural Health Food Store and Organic Restaurant. We're going to be broadcasting our Sunday afternoon show, 1 to 3, and then immediately following a lecture, public lecture. Limited space available, so go to Simply Natural online or on Facebook and reach out to them to make sure you get your space reserved. I will have some of my books, Unlock the Power to Heal, there. So if you haven't picked up a copy of that, I'll sign it for you if you are able to attend. Now, this is a story, I believe, out of Miami, interestingly enough, since we're going to be down in that area soon. And, you know, the question is, if you're charged with a crime, how do you know if you hire a lawyer, the right lawyer for you? Now, you want the lawyer that'll go to the ends of the earth to defend you, right? Someone who'll just be willing to, you know, throw caution to the wind, is like, whatever I have to do to help get you off this crime, I want to do that. Defend your right. Here's the story of a guy that might have just done that. Don't know if he was successful. We'll check with Super Don on it. But it was an arson case. A guy was charged with arson. Mysteriously, a car, a guy that, you know, that the prosecutor says, my client's car spontaneously combusted and was not intentionally set on fire. So the issue here is this guy telling the truth? Did he set a fire for insurance money, or did it just kind of poof, go up in flames, and nobody knows why? Well, here's the headline. You'll get the wind of this. What happened here? Hot story, the headline reads. Miami lawyers' pants erupt in flames during arson trial. In court.
You're a googly moogly.
I mean, how far is your lawyer willing to go? Your Honor, to prove the point that my client is innocent, that his car really did spontaneously combust, I want you to look into my pants pocket. Oh, my gosh! It just caught on fire! Ah!
And it's like,
oh my God.
What? What? And of course, the judge is investigating him, may hold him in contempt of court if they find out he set this up, as opposed to being genuinely a random act of spontaneous combustion. Turns out from, I think, what do they call it, an e-cigarette, electronic cigarette or something, a battery?
Yeah, exploded? Well, okay, so basically, I guess what happened was the attorney is in the courtroom, giving his, you know, speech or whatever, mm-hmm. and apparently he was... had his hand in his pocket, right before this happened. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of, you know, fumbling around in his pocket, and then suddenly smoke is billowing from the pocket, and flames and fire, and he goes running out of the courtroom.
Okay.
And so they are looking at this going, okay, I mean, listen, it's either one of two things. Either this guy set this up, which, listen, if this guy did this, I want to hire this guy to be my lawyer if I ever need one.
He's willing to go to the ends of the earth for you.
This is amazing. This is, you know, this is like Barnum and Bailey Circus, you know, David Copperfield or something as your attorney. Mm-hmm. So either it was something he set up to try and influence the jury, or this guy genuinely had an e-cigarette battery go bad. And I've seen these videos, and it's pretty brutal, where these people have these e-cigarettes, and sometimes they even have them in their mouth, and they explode.
Wow.
So it's not a good thing. So it's believable to a point, but the irony of the fact that he is defending a guy mm-hmm. who is saying that his car bursts into flames, all of a sudden this guy's pocket bursts into flames.
Right.
I don't know.
I you know, I'm thinking here's an easy way to tell if this guy, you know, knew what was happening and set it up. Check out if he was wearing asbestos-laced underwear.
Yeah, there you go. Right?
As opposed to polyester underoos that would have melted to his skin, and then you'll know.
Was he injured? Is really the question.
Check
here,
him for first, second, or third degree burns, and you'll know. Because again, I don't know how much this guy was being paid, but I don't think he's going to risk losing the boys downstairs over a court case of an arson investigation that was claiming to be spontaneous combustion. Did they say what kind of car it was? Because if it was like a 76 Pinto, we know why that happened.
Oh, there you go.
Somebody just tapped the bumper, right?
Yeah,
tapped the bumper. He could have had that as a defense, but he probably wasn't riding a 76 Pinto, Ford Pinto. Anyway, folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time tonight. Hey, Freshman Friday tomorrow. I know y'all looking forward to Captain Morgan. What's she going to grill me and Super D on? We're going to have to find out. Stay tuned. Be back with us and go to robertscottbell.com because the power to heal and not burn is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.